Today is Monday, June 3rd, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Leave the Office Early Day. It is also National Egg Day, National Chocolate Macaroon Day. We already had Macaroon Day, and now it's Chocolate Macaroon Day. It's National Repeat Day. Well, there you go. We repeated one. So that's it. So leave the office early. I'm not going to be in the office today because I'm traveling. So as far as I know, as I'm recording this, the arrangement is I am not going to do my show for the remainder of this week because I'm traveling, and as much as I, you know, there's some fun in trying to set everything up and get everything to work in a mobile studio situation. It just adds extra things that I have to pack. I'm trying to pack light. I'm going on a business trip. And, you know, people ask me to go to dinner and other things like that. And it's just, it's easier if I can just go back to my hotel room and relax before my next day of work. So, what is going to happen, theoretically, is you guys will get a show every day this week. But Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday will be Daniel. And he has magnanimously, I don't think that's the right word. I don't want to show my ignorance here. Let's just look up the definition. What is the definition of magnanimously? Let's just look. It means showing or suggesting a lofty or courageous spirit, as well as being generous and forgiving. So generous. Yeah. So that is Daniel in all of his generosity volunteered. So magnanimously, I was correct. Volunteered to do the show. So you guys will not have to do without a show this week. I'm doing it today just to kind of feel, you know, as I've said many, many times, I record the day before and I am recording on Sunday and I am still in town. So that was easy for me to do. And, you know, no problems there. And then once I'm out of town, because I will be flying Monday morning, as you guys are listening to this, I'm probably in the air, depending on what time you listen to it. Let me just look here and see. Oh, I see we got a text message on the mix. Let's see. But I'm not recording the mix right now. So why am I looking at the mix messages? But let me look at my app here. And let's see. I want to look at my flights. Oh, it's Denver. So I'm flying from Arkansas to Denver. And I want to look at the trip details here. So I arrive in Denver around 10 in the morning. And then I fly out of Denver. My layover is 3 hours and 43 minutes. And then Denver to San Francisco is, I arrive in San Francisco at 3:28 p.m. So if anyone wants to, you know, track me. I still haven't decided if I'm, so my company is paying for Uber or Lyft. But I still haven't decided if I don't want to just rent a car, because I don't, first of all, having to enter all those into the, you know, tracking. And I feel like every trip that I take, for instance, I have a goal of going to the grocery store and cooking for myself in the evenings rather than getting fast food or going out to eat. Although at least one person has already said, hey, let's grab dinner. And I'm trying to. It's so hard when I'm traveling to watch what I eat, especially when I'm going to these restaurants where I'm like, oh, fuck it. You know, I don't know how many calories is in any of these menu items. What am I going to do? And then people ask you to go out to eat. I don't want to go out to eat with coworkers. But you have to do some of those things in life. You just have to suck it up because you have to network and all that kind of stuff and make people like you. But anyway, so I don't know. That would involve needing a Lyft or an Uber to take me to the grocery store, bring me back from the grocery store. There's an Uber or Lyft from the airport to the hotel and then back. And it was a struggle for us to get the budget for this trip at all because my company is fairly cheap. And so I can get a rental car and it's less headache and just pay for it myself. But then here's the problem with getting a rental car. Then I feel like I should offer to take my coworkers with me, like when I'm going into the office and when I'm coming back to the hotel, because I will have a car. But then at the same time, if I'm paying for it out of my own pocket, why should I be chauffeuring people around? So I haven't decided what I'm going to do. It's like, well, I shouldn't have to pay for something and then chauffeur everyone. But if I pay for something, I'm perfectly fine paying for a rental car for myself. It's much more convenient to just have a car and not be feel like I'm trapped. I don't like to feel like I'm trapped in a hotel room. But at the same time, I don't feel comfortable trying to charge my company for it because they've already approved Lyft. And we said, this is our budget for Lyft every day. So I don't know. And it included us riding together to and from the office. We assumed we'd be sharing a car. I don't know what to do. So we do not have any messages. While I was going on and on about that, I was looking to see if we had any text messages. We do not have any text messages. I'm just looking here to see. We also do not have any voicemail. So that is fine. That is fine. We will just keep going. So we had a weekend, as we always do. We recorded the mix. I'm actually watching the video from the mix render right now. Hi, my name is Ray. I have a very busy Sunday because I didn't really do anything yesterday. On Saturday, I didn't really do anything chore-wise. So I have to mow the lawn. I have to weed eat. I have to edge. There are all of these things that I have to do. But on Saturday, after I got done doing my 10,000 step walk and also did my 2 hour Peloton, I didn't feel like mowing the lawn, and it had rained. We've been getting a lot of rain, which is not horrible, but we've been getting a lot of rain. And so I was like, the grass is not very dry, so I'll wait until later in the afternoon to do it. And I just didn't feel like doing it. I just didn't feel like getting up off the couch. After I had done pretty much four hours, I walked for not four hours. I did my workout for 2 hours. I did my walking for about an hour and a half, and I 3.5 hours, let's say. I was just tired. Like, I didn't really feel like doing it. And Mark had restaurant of the week this weekend, and he decided we were going to do it for lunch on Saturday. And so pretty much I needed to quickly do my workout, or as soon as I got up, like, do my workout, do my walk, so I could get all of that done before lunch, so I would be completely finished. And then we could go to lunch. I could take my shower, and then we could go to lunch. And he did his run. They're doing some kind of steps challenge at his work, and there's a guy that he wants to beat. And so he's adding extra running to his workout just so he can beat this guy. Which is fine. I mean, that's fine. Be competitive. That's a good thing. So we both did our workout in the morning. Then we went to a place in Fayetteville I can't remember the name of it. Southern food, Southern cuisine. It was something Southern, something Southern. It had Southern in the name, Southern cooking. And they have a pretty big breakfast slash brunch menu. And we got there in time. He did not have a reservation. We just got there around 1 o'clock. And when we first walked in, there was no one at the hostess stand, but there were plenty of tables open. But we were standing there for maybe 3 to 5 minutes with no one even paying attention to us at all. And finally, the bartender lady walked up and said, "Oh, you guys can sit anywhere you want." But there was a sign that clearly said, "Wait to be seated." So that's how it started. And then we got to the table. It took quite a while for anyone to even come over to the table. And the bartender brought us some water. And she said, "I'll get you some menus." And maybe between five and 10 minutes later, a waiter finally, or a server finally comes up and says, "Hey, are you guys ready to order? Sorry for the wait." And we're like, "We haven't even gotten menus yet." So it was not a good start. And it wasn't even that busy, but there were only a couple of servers. And I guess they were stretched thin. I'm not really sure. So we got our menus. I ordered a biscuit with a fried chicken, and it had a sriracha cream sauce. So like a play on a hollandaise. It had an egg as well, a poached egg, a sunny side up egg, I think. And anyway, it was kind of like a take on a hollandaise with a biscuit. And I love a biscuit, as we know. And it had roasted breakfast potatoes. We got a cinnamon roll to share. And it was slow, but the food was, the food was pretty good. It wasn't the best I've ever had. It was probably the third. I would rank it in the third of the three recent brunch restaurants, but still good. Still good. But the service was slow. Really slow service. Anyway, we did that. We came home. I didn't feel like doing anything else for the rest of the day. We watched the entire season of Hacks. And that was about it. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Daniel, we'll talk to you guys tomorrow. I'll see you guys when I get back. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.